This is Twit.
Up first, Apple announces Apple Music Radio.
Yeah, they did some big changes this week.
Yeah, big changes are taking place here. So it used to be Beats One worldwide, and that has now been changed. Instead of just Beats One, the global radio station, Apple has renamed it Apple Music One.
Right.
And two additional radio stations are coming, including Apple Music Hits and Apple Music Country. So Apple Music Hits is going to celebrate songs from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. And Apple Music Country, as you might imagine, focuses on country music. Who would have thought? So now you've got three different stations for Apple Music One, and it's the Apple icon, then Music One. You've got Zane Lowe and Snoop Dogg, Elton John, and a bunch more for the launch thing. It's actually live right now. It goes until noon. And so as part of this launch special, Snoop Dogg, Elton John, and some other folks are coming in to talk about the launch. And then you've got on Apple Music Hits, Jade, Strombo, and Estelle, who are celebrating the launch of Apple Music Hits. And then over on Apple Music Country.
Strombo's on it, huh?
Good old Strombo.
Do you know Strombo?
Good old Strombo.
No. It's funny.
I don't know any of that.
George Strombolopoulos. Does that ring a bell? No, it doesn't. He's big in Canada.
Okay.
But
is this real or are you doing a bit?
No, I'm not. This is real. He was kind of under a cloud, though. That's why I'm kind of surprised to hear that Strombo is back. I like Strombo.
I love that Snoop's section of Apple Music Hits is called Uncle Snoop's Army Radio.
Army Radio. Be in the Snoop Army. We know what the special treatment is for Snoop's Army.
Yes, we do.
No, I'm glad. Strombolopoulos used to do a regular show on the CBC, and I think he does an evening show too. But Strombo is a huge celeb in Canada, so it's kind of cool they got him. I think that's what they did with Beats One. Remember Julie Antonuga and all these people I'd never heard of, but who apparently were very big
in other places. Now, Leo,
we always thought Apple was going to do this with their radio. In fact, right at the beginning when they launched it, the rumor was really strong they were going to have multiple stations with multiple styles. So I don't know what took them so long, but I will be listening. I will be.
That's what I was going to ask. I listened to Apple Music Radio when it first launched, and I didn't enjoy it. But I guess I'm just not one for having commentary during.
Yes,
music
too much
listening.
Talking. I agree with you. That's exactly.
It was overdone.
And
sure,
this is,
lead into the next song, but don't talk over the music.
We're in a different era now where we can play music, any kind of music, all kind of music all night long without anybody talking. And it's kind of funny because that's how radio used to be, very high personality driven. And it's interesting that Apple's going with this again, still, right? They even mention, hey, look who we have hosting the shows. Because I think they believe that curation and the information provided by these talented people who, I mean, the reason they chose them is because they're, you know, music fans. And but I just wonder if the world has moved on from that or not. I don't know.
Apparently not too much, because Apple's going even more into the radio.
Doesn't mean that's what people
somebody
want.
Likes it
just means
that's
what Apple's doing.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.